First of all, you need to know how many customers you have, and you must have a prices to your products. It's very, very important, because these are the things that will help you to measure what you are doing. Because anything that cannot be measured cannot grow. If you cannot measure the things you are doing, there's no way you will know whether you are going forward or going back. The question I ask now, what do you mean, Laxi? You must be able to answer that question. Do you use social media? That's the question I want to ask.
Well, basically, we are using Facebook and WhatsApp.
Now, in the world we are living right now, if you are not using social media for your business, you are missing a lot. You are leaving a lot on the table. So you must create accounts on Facebook. Facebook is good. Instagram is good. And TikTok is bubbling right now. That's where you can get a lot of clients.
Let's meet today's game changer.
Hi. My name is Ayasunde Jacinta. The name of my brand is Jessimage. I guess I feel better earning for myself. It has not been easy. But like they say, giving up is never an option. So keep pushing. And with the help of God, it has been good. In fact, I'm super excited.
But what's the strategy for success? After the break, we bring in our expert.
I'm Ugochukwu Omeboro, but you can call me Ugo. And my company name is Iguboro Digital. What I do is I help businesses get more customers online and sell more online. Today at Smart Growth Show, I'm here to show Jacinta how she can grow her business. Hello, Jacinta, how are you doing?
Fine, good afternoon, sir.
Good to see you. You are looking so beautiful. What's the secret?
Thank you, sir. It's God.
So welcome to the show. So this show is all about growth. It's all about scaling your business. It's all about leveling up your business. So let's meet you. What's your name and what you do?
My name is Jacinta Ayotunde. Oh, sorry, you can call me Ayotunde Jacinta.
Okay.
My brand name is as Jesse Image.
So what do you basically do? What's your business? What do you sell to people? What do you do? Your service?
Okay, I'm into photography. I do customization of items. I do both international frame and okay. I do local frame.
That's great. So how did you venture into entrepreneurship? How did you start? Is this something you loved, or just something happened that made you become an entrepreneur?
Okay. I guess maybe it's something I have passion for.
Oh.
Like growing up as a child, I do a lot of trade.
Okay.
So the time came, though I have worked with maybe one or two organizations. So about 5 years ago, I said to myself that I guess it's time for me to start something. Like I have to start on my own.
Yeah.
Then the vision came. I prayed over it, and
so how's the journey been so far? How will you say the journey has been? Is it good? Is it great? Is it fantastic? Is it bad or ugly? I want to know.
Or maybe you can say it's part of life. Like life comes on days. It's fine. Some days you just have to thank God for living. So, but we have been good. It has been sweet. This business have connected me with a lot of people. It has exposed me. Like I have connections with people that, in fact, on the norms, I'm not sure that I'll get to meet with those people. So, it's one of the joy.
So answering yes or no, will you say that this business has been helpful to you?
Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, that's what customers do you normally have? Let me start with how do you get your customers? Let me start from there.
Okay. Maybe I will have to go back to 4 years ago or 5 years ago when we started. We have to apply some things in getting those clients. Like when we started, I used to do this stuff called maybe paid on delivery.
Okay.
So I do it like for a couple of months.
You do the frame and send it to them. They will now pay once they receive
yes,
the frame.
Yes, because of this online stuff, like some people will be like, I don't believe on online vendors and all of that. So we started like that. I would send it to a particular location. You go there. What I do is that, okay, like I have clients in places like Abuja, Port Harcourt, but I have a friend of mine, like I'll just send it to a particular location. Then the other people will go there to go and pick. Though I can't say it all to went well because some did not go to well. So, but with that, we started like that. So people that have gotten it the first time and they believe that, oh yes, this person can deliver. So they start referring friends and family.
Are you still doing pay on delivery or you have changed?
No, sir. We have outgrown that part. So.
Okay, that's fantastic. So currently now, how many clients do you have? Do you know?
I can't figure it out because we have reached out to thousands of people.
You know, in scaling your business, that's one of the fundamental things you need to know, how many clients you have. So if you really want to scale your business, you have to know your numbers. So it's something you need to go and take a look at. How many clients do you have? Okay, your customers, do you have places you write them, write their phone numbers, their contacts? Do you have a place like that? Something like that, where you get their details, their phone number, maybe email address, your clients?
Not really. Although what I do is, like, if I'm doing marketing, I do attach my phone number. Maybe once they pick the phone number, I'll be like, okay, let's do it on WhatsApp. So I guess most of their contacts that I have, they're my WhatsApp number contacts.
Yeah, the numbers you have, the numbers of your clients you have saved on your phone.
Yes, sir.
It's not what I'm talking about. You need to have a list where you have your customers and their numbers so that sometimes you can reach out to them maybe on their birthday. That's how to make customers loyal to your brand.
Okay, sir.
So can you tell me how much you make per your frame?
It depends.
Yeah,
because
I want to know.
Okay, the frame, the sizes varies. So some you can, and it also depends on the client. Yes. So we don't have fixed amount.
Okay, you don't have fixed amount. So you charge as the spirit leads. Is that what you're telling me?
Some of the sizes we have fixed price for them.
You should have a kind of price that you sell your frames, but you can still go up, but you should have a price. Okay. Now, if I ask a question like, how much do you make last year? Can you tell me?
Last year? No.
So, you know, you are here at Smart Growth. So what you have come here to do is to learn how to scale your business. So these are the things you need to go and pay attention to.
Okay.
First of all, you need to know how many customers you have, and you must have a prices to your products. It's very, very important because these are the things that will help you to measure what you are doing. Because
yes, I do that. I do track prices.
Anything that cannot be measured cannot grow. If you cannot measure the things you are doing, there's no way you will know whether you are going front or are going back. So it's something you need to go and pay attention. Like the question I asked, now, how much do you make last year? You must be able to answer that question. Or kind of give me a neighborhood of what you made last year. But you can't answer that. But that's things you need to take care of. Because if somebody wants to invest in your business now, one of the things they will ask you is that, they need to know your numbers. What are you doing? How many customers do you have? How do you get your customers? How much did you make last year? So these are the questions they will ask you. And another thing I want to ask now, What do you think you can do to generate more income in your business? Do you have ideas what you can do that can give you more money?
So I guess I'm still on that because I so much believe in God leadings, and do I have some maybe some things
God,
in my
God,
head?
God leading is fine, but you must have a strategy, you know, must have a plan. How do you tackle it? What are the step by step you take to get things done? So I think the kind of thing business you do, you create memories, you know, you create memories for people, something that is very, very wonderful. So you must look at ways you can tap into it. Your friends and families, people in church, how you can come in and say, I create memories. How, you know, try and sell it to them in a way they will buy into it. So you can start by making frames to them and also give boxes. You can do give boxes. So it's all about stacking up products. You must not focus on just making frames. Just think on ways you can create other things that relate to that frame. Like somebody is having their birthday, you can create something that can also sell to them. You now have options. So when somebody comes to you, he has an options of things he can pick from. So these are the things you need to look into. Go and see how you can create, like give boxes for your clients. Maybe when they're doing their big day, you can do something like mock up all these cups.
Yes, sir. We do all of those things. We have gift boxes. Like, we also do all this magic mug. We do throw pillows. We do customized towels.
Okay.
We do kiodas. We do a lot of things. So it's not just limited to frame making.
Mm-hmm. So that's other places you can earn revenue from your business. So.
Yes, sir.
So that's what you need to do. And again, I think, do you use social media? That's the question I want to ask. How active are you on social media?
Yes, sir. I use them. But basically, we are using Facebook and WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Oh.
Yes, sir.
You know, Facebook in the dispension we are right now, in the world we are living right now, if you are not using Facebook, social media for your business, you are missing a lot. You are leaving a lot on the table. So you must create accounts on Facebook. Facebook is good, Instagram is good, and TikTok is bubbling right now. That's where you can get a lot of clients. And also, you can also try LinkedIn for professional people. They can buy from all these frames you are making, they can buy from it. So this is LinkedIn. Do you know about LinkedIn?
No, sir.
So it's a social media platform. You can also try. Okay. So it will help you to scale your business and market to professional people. And again, what you will do, that one is when you, although it's necessary, it's for you to run sponsored ads.
Okay.
To get more people to see what you are selling. Because when you create a content and post on social media, it's about 1% of your followers or 10% of your followers that will see it. So imagine you have 1,000 followers. People that will see it, it's not up to 100. It's not up to 50. So that's why you need to use social media, sponsored ad, Facebook advertising, to boost what you post so that other people can see it. So that's another thing you need to use to make sure that more people are seeing what you're selling. And by so doing, you make more sales. Because sell is all about the game of numbers. The more people see what you are selling, the more you have people that will buy from you. If you have 10,000 people seeing what you are selling, you have the chances of maybe 1,000 can buy from you, or 500 can buy from you. So that's how the game works. So you need to go back and make sure that you know your numbers. It's very, very important.
Okay.
You know your numbers. If you can have a book where you will be writing them down, if you can use your phone, all these apps. As one app I will recommend, but I don't know, maybe you don't need it right now. Something like QuickBook, you can use it to do accounting, because business is all about doing proper accounting. I remember when I started my first business, what made that business didn't last long is because I didn't pay attention in accounting. When you are doing a business, you must pay attention in what you are making, what is coming in, what is going out. What is coming in, what is going out. The cash flow is very, very important. That's what will make you to know whether you are making profit or you are not making profit. So if you find a book or your phone, or if you can create a WhatsApp group and add your customers there. If you have any products, you show them, I have this product, so if you like it. If you think of any product that is out of this world, you must put it there and tell them that I have this product. So you can create a WhatsApp group and put all your clients there to showcase your product. It's a very good one. It's something you can do. Create a WhatsApp group. Then make sure you use social media very well. Sell your market on social media. People are, those numbers you are seeing on social media, they are human beings. You know, people don't mistake 500 followers, one time, they think these numbers. It's not, those things are not metrics. They are real human beings. So they can buy from you when you show them what you are selling online. And so it's all about, you know, knowing your numbers, very important, using social media to grow your business and make sure you are good at what you are doing. I want to mention this point because it's very, very important. That's the foundation of scaling your business. You must be good at what you are doing. Because if you get one customer that will come and buy your product, if that customer is satisfied, he will bring another customer. That's referral. And it's very cheaper for a customer to come back and buy from you than you acquiring a new customer. So something, be good at what you are doing. Anything you are doing, make sure that your clients are satisfied. A happy customer will promote your business more than any Facebook advert or any Instagram advert. So that's all about. So make sure you know your numbers and use social media, and you'll see your business.
Okay, sir,
doing
I would
well.
Have asked one more question.
Okay, we just have 1 minute to go.
Okay, sir. So like you just mentioned that maybe we can create a WhatsApp group where you add all your clients. Okay, but like people like us, like we have colleagues, I don't know whether I should call them colleagues. Like there are some persons that they are into the same business.
Mm.
Some of them with these guys will come as a client just for them to just be following you,
even if they are following you. It's not your problem. All you need to do is to make sure you are having your clients there so that you can be able to show them your products, anything you are bringing out, you show them. So you will be getting more customers from there. It's all about having a database of people,
okay,
knowing
so.
People that you are customers. So it's very, very important. So thank you for coming on this show.
Thank you, sir.
And I hope that all these tips you have learned, you will apply them in your business and you'll see how your business will scale. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.